This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis. During the call, both leaders reaffirmed the commitment to further strengthen India-Greece strategic partnership and for regional people and prosperity. They welcomed developments in bilateral relations across sectors such as trade, investment, technology, shipping, defense, security, connectivity and people-to-people ties. The two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that blue economy is central to India's growth, combining prosperity, sustainability and national strength. Responding to an article by Union Minister Jitendra Singh in a social media post, Mr. Modi said that initiatives like Sagarmala, Deep Ocean Mission and the HEDIT Sagar Guidelines harness ocean resources while empowering communities, driving innovation and strengthening India's leadership in global ocean governance. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today stressed that the GST rate cuts on tractors and farm equipment must directly reach the farmers. Chairing a meeting with agricultural machinery and equipment representatives in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that the GST reduction from 12 or 18% to 5% will make tractors and machinery significantly cheaper. Mr. Chauhan added that the move would lead to significant price cuts ranging from 23,000 to 63,000 rupees across different tractor categories. Addressing the media, Mr. Shivraj Singh Chauhan stressed the benefit must not be absorbed midway and should directly accrue to farmers in real time starting September 22nd.
हमारा संकल्प है किसान की आमदनी बढ़ाना और उसके लिए जरूरी है उत्पादन बढ़ाना उत्पादन की लागत घटाना और मैकेनाइजेशन दोनों में जरूरी है उत्पादन बढ़ाने के लिए भी मशीनें जरूरी है ट्रैक्टर हो हार्वेस्टर हो थ्रेसर हो पावर टिलर हो छोटी मशीनें हो ये जरूरी है और इससे लागत भी घटती है लेकिन ये घटी हुई जीएसटी की दरों का लाभ किसानों को मिले और ये लाभ छोटा मोटा नहीं बहुत बड़ा है
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the coordination and courage demonstrated by the Indian forces during Operation Sindoor is a clear proof that victory is no longer an exception for the country as it has become its habit. The minister said this while interacting with veterans and the families of the fallen heroes of the 1965 war at the commemorative event marking 60 years of the 1965 India-Pakistan war in New Delhi today. The minister said that no war is fought only on the battlefield, but the victory achieved in war is the result of the collective resolve of the entire nation. Asserting that Indians have time and again proved that the country creates its own destiny, Mr. Singh described Operation Sindoor as a shining example of this firm resolve. The defense minister said every Indian soldier serves with a feeling that the sovereignty and integrity of the nation will never be compromised at any cost. The Chhattisgarh Anti-Corruption Bureau and the Economic Offences Wing arrested a retired IAS officer in an alleged liquor scam. Then Commissioner of State Excise Department Niranjan Das has been arrested for his alleged role in assisting the syndicate handling and operating the scam. Celebrated Assamese singer and cultural icon Jubin Garg passed away following a tragic scuba diving accident in Singapore today. According to reports, despite being placed under intensive medical care, doctors could not save him. Jubin was in Singapore to attend the Northeast Festival, where he was scheduled to perform today. Jubin primarily worked for and sang in the Assamese, Bengali and Hindi language film and music industries, but sang in over 40 languages and dialects. India will face Oman in the final Group A match today of the Asia Cup 2025 in Abu Dhabi. With 4 points from 2 games, India already sealed Super 4 qualification, while Oman have been eliminated. India is dominant in the group stage, opening with a high-scoring win against the UAE and also defeated Pakistan by 7 wickets in its last match. The match will start at 8 p.m, led by captain Surya Kumar Yadav at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.